So are we going to insult some more people this week?
Oh, I sure hope so.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hayner.
I'm John Michael.
How are you, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. How you doing? What's new?
I'm doing all right. Not much is new. Not much is new.
No.
Now that you're older.
Yeah.
That much closer to AARP.
Happy birthday, dude.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Did you have a good birthday?
Yeah, you know, it's typical. You know, bottle of Jack, dead hooker. Same old, same old.
Well, you know, you sound pretty spry for 82.
I know. I know. That's why I that's why I go with the dead hookers.
That's right.
They don't fight as much.
That's right. Don't have to use as much tape.
I tell you. Yeah, right, and you really know who your friends are when you try to bury the body. It's kind of swampy down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should just tie like meat to it so that the alligators will eat it?
Oh, I tied a hammer around her neck. Just left her by the side of the road.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Anything? Now that you're
You know. Oh, not too much. Not too much. You know, gearing up for the summer movie season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything interesting that we haven't talked about recently?
That we haven't beaten to death yet?
Yeah. Sure.
No, I'm kind of looking forward to the Avengers. Is that coming up soon?
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
And exciting. I just read that they've confirmed that the next Dark Knight trailer is going to be attached to it.
Ooh.
So it's kind of weird because it's a competing movie company.
Right.
You know, DC is advertising their movie in front of a Marvel movie, which is kind of weird, but
it's the same audience.
It is, and I'm sure that's why they're doing it, but I just find that kind of odd. It's like, okay. I guess since DC doesn't release like 18 movies in a summer.
And Marvel won't have that many.
Well, not from the Marvel studio, but from the Marvel line of comics, you have the Avengers, Spider-Man. Wasn't there a third one that was coming out from them?
Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, that's later on.
Oh, okay.
This summer.
Thor Part 7?
Well, I know they just started production, or they're going to start production on Iron Man 3.
That's exciting.
Which is filming in the Hollywood Mecca of North Carolina.
Oh, well, that's good for you.
Yeah, I could just ride on up and go see Tony Stark, right?
You could. I think you should try to get an interview.
Oh, I'm sure that they'll jump right on that.
You never can tell.
Well, did you see... I know that you watched the show Castle.
Yes.
Did you see the end of the show this past Monday?
Yeah.
Where instead of a preview for next week, it was Nathan Fillion talking to Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, well yeah.
That is one of the oddest things I'd ever seen, where they were basically they were hawking the Avengers and comparing how Castle and Tony Stark are similar. And I don't know if it was a favor to Joss Whedon. I don't know, but it was really weird. It felt really out of place.
Interesting. Can't be as bad a choice as the ABC Saturday Night lineup last night.
What was the Saturday Night lineup?
Well, it featured a rerun of Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
Yes, really.
Okay.
So anyway, that was kind of bizarre. But, you know, I mean, the Avengers is coming out.
Yes.
And I'm just kind of confused about the Avengers. Like, why is this group of people together?
They're like the most unique people that need to stop the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why? Why these people? Because, like, with the Justice League, that makes sense to me. They all run away, run around in tights. So I
Okay.
figure they belong together. But the Avengers is like the people who in the past couldn't have carried their own films.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you with me?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Sure?
Yeah,
You
sure.
sure?
I
I
want to
mean,
see where this goes. Go ahead.
I just don't understand the makeup of this group. You've got like the asshole industrialist, Tony Stark.
Yeah.
You've got the guy with the anger management problems, Hulk. You've got a guy with a bow and arrow.
Hawkeye, yeah.
So, I mean, if you're looking for superpowers, do you go with the bow and arrow?
Well, his superpower is
Wouldn't there
like,
have been a better choice?
well, it's well, see, it's really hard to, I guess they wanted to counterbalance the fact that they had a demigod on the team too. I mean, Thor technically isn't from Earth. So,
Well, yeah, he's an Asgardian,
yeah.
which is
So
that's a block away from Narnia, I guess.
right down the Rainbow Bridge.
Basically.
Well, you know, 'cause Shield lives in its own kind of universe, so they're bringing in other characters from the Marvel universe to help. So Hawkeye and Black Widow, and I can't remember if Hawkeye was part of Shield in the comic books or not, but in this
He
one he
was.
works for Shield, so he's part of that team that's being put together, like the cream of the crop. They're like the G.I. Joes of the Marvel universe.
Oh, because G.I. Joe was such a great movie idea. So let's
No.
just copy that.
But the sequel looks better. Okay.
Whatever.
All right. Well, getting back to the Avengers.
Did they audition for people to join the Avengers? Did they send out, invitations and say, "Hey, we're forming a
I've been
group
lost.
and we think
I've been
you've got the
lost.
skills we'd like."
And like, well,
I mean,
the
Captain
Justice League
America,
had
like
yeah. Better
superhero from the
villains than
40s.
these. And he's
I mean,
displaced, but he's a super
Loki?
soldier. I'll agree that Loki is
You can
probably
take
a beating, so
Loki,
he's gonna be
the
is pro
sidekick, but you have the
yeah,
Hulk
I
to take
mean
a
he's
beating. Why do
probably
you need
not
somebody else?
well,
The
see, the
top
Hulk is
villain they could
the
have
one that
used
I
for
never
this,
understood
but
why he's in the
I
Avengers,
think
because technically
Marvel's
they should
kind
have
of
got
got
their
the
hands
control
tied
over
as
him.
far as a lot of who they can
Not
use,
everybody.
because a lot of those bad guys have been used in other comic book movies that they're not allowed to use anymore. Like in the Avengers, at one point, Spider-Man is an Avenger. Well, you can't use him or any of his villains because those live within the domain of Sony now. And I think because they changed Thor's backstory to where he's not living on Earth and he's got a secret identity as a doctor or something like that, he had to come back for a specific reason. And I think Loki was that reason.
It just doesn't seem well thought out. It's like, oh crap, we've got to do a movie, but we've run out of characters that people like. So let's try to find something that'll work.
I don't
Oh,
know.
Thor, that was a successful movie. Let's use him.
Well, Thor was always meant to be in the Avengers. It was one of those things that when Marvel planned out the Avengers movies, they picked what characters and then did those movies on their own.
Yeah, and
Well, I'm not saying it was good. I'm just saying he was always meant to be an Avenger.
don't know. I mean, Tony Stark is no Bruce Wayne.
No.
Bruce Wayne's got better toys. He's a better person because Tony Stark's kind of an ass.
But that's the difference between Marvel and DC too. I
Oh,
mean,
Marvel characters are assholes.
well,
Well, that kind of that explains it.
the Marvel characters are more sciency based, I think, where it's like mutations and
Like Black Widow.
yeah, I don't know what her power is. It's Scarlett Johansson's ass, I guess.
It's the power of spandex.
I don't know. I don't know. There is a definite difference. If you look at the top DC heroes, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, they stand for something different than the Marvel characters, Wolverine and Iron
Well,
Man.
the Marvel characters are kind of selfish.
They are.
They're in it for
They're
themselves.
more grounded in reality. Because I think if you had people that actually had powers or flew around in big metal suits, I think they'd be assholes. Don't you?
Maybe. And what's Mace Windu doing in this movie?
Mace Windu is in every movie, John.
Apparently, and now he's hawking frickin' iPhones.
Yes. I thought that was such a tie-in to the Avengers. Like, I was waiting for something to pop up with the Avengers on it when he's talking to Siri, and it's like, okay, that's kind of weird.
Only if you like hot spacho.
He must have owed a favor to somebody.
He had to have.
Because that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Although I think hot spacho would be a good nickname.
That's the name of my punk metal band.
Hot spacho?
Hot Spacho.
Interesting. Interesting. I don't know. So if okay. So Thor is kind of a god who's kind of thrown into modern world, right? So do you think that if like Jesus came back, he'd be a superhero?
Only if he was walking on water.
Well, he could do that.
You'd have to show it. You have to prove who
He'd have
you
to
are.
show. I'm sure he would do that.
Would he
We'd have to
carry
market it a bit.
around a big hammer?
Well, why would he have a hammer?
I don't know. Thor has a hammer.
Why would Jesus need a hammer?
Because he was a carpenter? I don't know.
He'd wear a tool belt. And what's your superpower? Well, I can heal the dead and I can feed lots of people. Which I guess could come in handy.
I guess.
They're out there on the battlefield. Thousands of people waging war against Loki. It's like, Jesus, Jesus, we only have one granola bar left. Oh, leave it to me. And suddenly they're all fed.
So he'd be like the cook?
He'd be the caterer.
He'd be
And when you needed him, he could raise the dead.
So your numbers start to dwindle. He just walks around and just starts.
Boink, and there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
Sure.
that would be a good power to have, wouldn't it? If you were at war.
I guess.
But if, like, so Thor's father is like the king of the gods, right?
Yes,
Odin, Anthony Hopkins,
the Norse gods, yeah.
of the Norse gods.
You can't
Well,
say
why
gods
can't.
because the Christians will get pissy.
So why couldn't he just go to dad and say, "Hey, Loki's picking on me," and just take care of it?
Did Odin survive Thor?
Did who what?
Did Odin survive in the movie Thor?
I don't know.
I don't know if he's still around.
He's got to be around. He's in Asgard. He's in Valhalla. Valhalla.
I don't know if he survived, John. I only saw the movie
Are you
once, so.
sure? And you don't remember?
No, I don't remember.
Unbelievable.
What? You brought it up.
Unbelievable.
You want to fill the Avenger ranks with Jesus.
Well, he's one person.
Yeah.
Well, what if we had Jesus and Buddha?
Oh, great. So the. But see, if Jesus and Buddha are in the team, then it can't be called the Avengers, because I
Why?
don't think they would avenge anything.
They'd be the Revengers?
Aren't they all about peace and love and crap like that?
I guess. That sucks.
So you couldn't call them the Avengers. You'd have to call them something else.
Well, what would you call them?
I don't know. The Dreamers? Because that's what they are anyway.
Dreamers unite! We're going to go battle the baddies.
So Buddha's... Or wait, which Buddha would it be? Would it be Fat Buddha or would it be anorexic on his deathbed Buddha?
Yes.
Could he change back and forth in between?
I think he could.
Is that his power?
That's his power.
Okay.
He would change. He would go back and forth.
I don't know what you'd use that for, but okay.
Well, what do you use any of these powers for?
To fight Loki.
Hey, he's got a nuclear device. I'll take him down with my bow and arrow.
Hey, Hawkeye's a really good shot. That's his superpower.
Oh, whatever. So is Green Archer.
Yeah, but he's not in this.
Why not?
Isn't Green Arrow's a DC character, isn't he?
Exactly.
So, see? He can't be an Avenger.
Why not?
He can be in the Justice League.
He's a super friend! Let's go!
Well, I guess as long as it's not Aquaman.
Oh, Aquaman sucks.
Yeah. Who came up with that character?
I don't know. I think somebody who passed out in front of a fish tank. He's like really drunk. He goes, you know, it'd be really awesome if, like, I could control fish. And then they made Aquaman. And I think Aquaman is, like, the worst superhero ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, in the cartoons, though, like especially in like, Super Friends or whatever, whenever they showed the bad guy lineup and they showed his arch nemesis, what was he, Manta?
Mm-hmm.
The dude with the big black helmet or whatever. It was always, why don't you just pull those fucking tubes out of his helmet and he'd just go away. His whole story was lame.
They all were.
Notice DC's not making an Aquaman movie, right?
What about Submariner?
You mean Submariner?
Whatever. You say Mariner, I say Mariner. Potato, potato. Tomato, tomato. Whatever.
Well, there's talk. I guess there's talk about him being a villain somewhere.
Really? Why?
Because he starts out as a villain, I think.
He does?
Yeah, Prince Namor. I am such a nerd.
I think he's just pissed off because of the name.
Would you go around destroying things if your name was Namor?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I don't know. It's one of those, you know, it's one of those things. I think Marvel looked at the Avengers and who that they could turn into what they thought would be a successful franchise. And they picked characters, and Thor didn't really work out, but they were kind of stuck with it. And they already had the script that had Loki as a bad guy, so they just had to run with it. I don't know. Wait until it comes out.
And you no.
Can say whether or not it sucked. I heard it was really good.
From who?
From people that have seen advanced screenings.
Like who? Oh, name one of them.
You wouldn't know him, probably.
You sure?
Yes. He's a guy on K-Rock in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
I'm just saying. He saw an advanced screening, and he said that it's probably one of the best comic book movies he'd ever seen.
Really?
And that's taking into account Dark Knight and any of the other ones that are supposedly good.
Howard the Duck?
Superman 4, Quest for Peace.
Hey.
Is that your favorite?
It was my favorite.
Did I just insult you?
Where you can see Power Man's cables pulling him up through the floors of the Daily Planet when he's breaking through the floor. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, you know. After Richard Pryor, they had to do something.
I suppose.
They even brought Gene Hackman back for Quest for Peace.
They did?
Yeah.
Was Valerie Perrine in it?
It was, I think John Cryer was in it too. Wasn't he?
Really?
Hang on. So now you're gonna make me look it up.
Because this is important.
It is. Oh, like talking about the Avengers is important? Think
No,
anybody's
absolutely
listening?
not.
Think anybody's listening after last week?
Anybody who wants a magical Negro is still listening.
Okay, stop.
Why?
Yes, John Cryer was in it, and his name was Lenny. He was Lex Luthor's nephew or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I think he still had the Bucky hair from Pretty in Pink.
Well, that's nice. How come Marvel didn't throw like Daredevil in the Avengers?
Because Daredevil belongs to New Line, I think. Whoever released the first god-awful Ben Affleck movie.
What about She-Hulk?
They
I
didn't.
think they could have had a little romance going on with Hulk and She-Hulk.
Well, maybe when they split it off and they give Mark Ruffalo his own movie, they'll do a She-Hulk. No?
No?
Okay.
What about Bucky? Why wasn't Bucky in it?
Because Bucky was dead.
Now, see, if Jesus was an Avenger, he could have brought Bucky back from the dead.
Why you always got to bring up silly religion?
Because religion is silly. No?
Yes,
You don't
sure. I agree with that. Wow. Can't believe you're talking about Jesus.
What would you like me to talk about?
Let's talk about something that happened this week.
Uh-oh.
Have you seen the horrid video for the song Hot Problems?
Nope.
These two wannabe 17-year-olds out in LA made a video for a song that they wrote called Hot
Oh,
Problems.
is this about hot girls have? Oh, okay, I did see it.
Why does that
Never
not
mind.
surprise me?
Because it was on the soup.
They tried to do another Rebecca Black and it totally blew up in their face.
Well, you never know till you try. That's all I'm saying. You never know till you try.
Guess. I don't know. I thought it was very. I watched part of the video as much as of it as I could take, and after about 5 seconds, I turned it off. And I've been getting a kick out of all the things that people have been writing about it. Somebody on YouTube wrote, "Kill it before it lays eggs." Apparently now they can't even get dates to their prom.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, life sucks, doesn't it?
I'm sure Paris Hilton will come to their rescue.
Or that other porn star,
Which other porn star?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, her.
Yeah. Her and her Wookiee sister.
I don't know. I'm just thinking their cloning process is off, because if Chloe looks like that, what do you think the next one's going to look like? Gonna have a hump?
Well, you know, they say that she's not a member of the family, truly.
I would believe that, because
She looks nothing like the other two.
she looks like the Mexican housekeeper.
She's Arnold's kid.
Arnold. Come here, you hot piece of Mexican ass.
Ew. Ew, ew, ew.
No?
No.
I think so.
You'd do Arnold, wouldn't you?
Oh, God,
Back in the
no.
day.
Yes, back in the day, but not now.
Hey, I know you have your standards.
Do have my standards.
Let's see what else is in the news. Did you hear about the woman that got into a fight with her husband
No, that
for
never happened.
well, she went to a concert, like an Earth Day concert. This happened in Florida, which is why I bring it up, because we all know how wacky the state you live in is. In Palm Bay, Florida, a woman was sent to the hospital after she attended an Earth Day concert. When she got home, her husband, I guess, was pissed off at her and threw a box of Cheez-Its at her. And one, like, poked her eye out. So she had to be taken to the hospital and then had to explain how she had a Cheez-It stuck in her eye.
That's amazing.
That's Florida.
No, that's the world. It's not just Florida.
I guess according to this, last year in, I guess, Jacksonville, there was a Cheez-It burglar who, when they was breaking into your house, he would stop and take a picture if you had a box of Cheez-Its like in the room.
Well, that's kind of cool. Everybody's got to have a gimmick.
I guess.
I mean, it's better than the burglar who takes a dump and doesn't flush.
Well, yeah, because then you're leaving your DNA.
Yes, but if your DNA is not located in any bank, it's just a big old dump.
Is that what you do, John?
I
Did you
do,
just give yourself up?
Well, no, because you don't have my DNA. You've got a dump that belongs to somebody. However, you can't trace it. That's all I'm saying.
They might be able to look through it and figure out what you had to eat and then track you down that way.
Yeah, that bloomin' onion leaves a mess.
That where you went for your birthday? Did you go to Outback?
No, actually, I didn't. I went to Fridays.
Friday, Friday.
Yeah, that was great.
Never mind.
That's
I know, you're the only one that's allowed to sing on the show.
right.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, what else is going on since you shot down my Cheez-It thing?
Yeah, that's about it. We're done.
We can't be done. We're only half over.
We're done. It's over.
You have no energy this week. What's going on?
I don't know.
You hungover?
I'm old. That's all I gotta say. Just old.
Come
But
on, there
hey,
must
an
be
old.
something to talk about.
Well, we could talk about the AARP since I'll be member soon.
Okay, what about the AARP?
Well, you get 15% off at UPS.
Oh, jeez. Yeah?
You get a free donut with the purchase of a large or extra large hot coffee. Because you know how those old people like hot coffee.
Yes, they do. Is this really what the show's come down to? Talk about AARP? No. It can't be just that. No. We gotta talk about something else. Did you see any good movies? None.
Here's a great article on how to lower your risk of dementia by what you eat. You should eat beans, lots and lots of beans. So
Farting.
you won't be crazy, but you'll stink. Oh, don't forget the citrus.
Okay.
And some almonds. And some fish. And some spinach. Up coffee. And the most important thing that you can add to your diet?
Yeah.
Sunshine. What says?
You're my sunshine, John.
Oh, and you're my little ball of light. That's all I gotta say. We could talk about 10 home remedies that work.
No, let's
That'd
not
be
talk about
interesting.
stupid stuff like that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you know that honey can help quiet a nighttime cough?
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Liquid dish soap can help you if you touch poison ivy or poison oak.
Okay.
Ginger can help you when Marianne's on the rag.
Wow, a Gilligan's Island reference.
See, was that good?
Wow.
Just snuck that right in there.
He did.
Yes. Oh, and if you dab milk of magnesia on canker sores, it will soothe the pain.
But you have to have
Just
milk
a
of magnesia
few
first.
tips.
There you go. This has been tips from John.
No, this is tips from the AARP.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Hey, did you know Dick Clark died?
Yes, I did.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, no, I didn't. Dick
Never
Clark
mind.
died.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh.
Oh, here's a great article. 16 songs everyone over 50 must own.
Well, wait, let's go back to Dick Clark for a minute.
He's dead.
Yes, I know.
But Robin Gibb is out of the coma.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Do you think Seacrest is happy or sad that Dick Clark is dead?
I think he's happy because he no longer has to stick his hand up his ass to make him talk on the New Year's Eve countdown show. Because he never quite got it right, because like his mouth sync was always off.
I'm very upset that I'll never hear Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year. I never gonna be starting down the top 10. The New Year 2012.
Now, okay.
Day, dang, day.
Here's the question.
Six,
Do you think that
seven, three, four, two, a billion, one.
Okay, Happy New Year.
Happy birthday.
Now, do you think that they rename the show? Do you think it's no longer Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve? Do you think
I
they
think it's
rename it to
Ryan
Seacrest,
Seacrest
or do you think
over my
they
dead body.
keep
It's the Ryan Seacrest over my dead body New Year's Eve countdown. But you know, the saddest thing is
What?
those two little retarded twins.
What two little retarded twins?
You never saw that show?
No.
Oh my God, it was awesome.
What show was this?
It was like called Retarded Twins.
I don't think it was called Retarded Twins.
No, it's Flo and Kay, and they're the only female autistic savant twins. They're like in their 50s, and there's this documentary about them where they were so in love with Dick Clark that like when his TV show was like they changed the airing of like $25,000 pyramid, they like started a letter writing campaign and they'd call the TV station trying to get them to change the time back. I swear.
I'm looking
And
up they're called the Rain Man Twins.
Flo and K, and they're from Tampa.
Flo and K, yeah. And there's a picture of Flo and K.
Aren't they cute?
They're sitting with
They always just call with
huh?
Dick Clark?
Well, no,
With
there's a picture of them sitting in what looks like a theme park with a Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse like lunch bag around their necks. That's interesting. And they're the only twin savants? Oh, wow. That's interesting. Oh, and you can watch the entire thing on YouTube.
You should. It's hilarious
It's called the
when they
Rain
go to
Man Twins.
and they go to meet Dick Clark,
Oh, really?
but they can't take the cameras in to see him. So the cameras are in like in Dick Clark's living room, and they go into the office to see him. And he talks to them, and you can hear them through the door. And then they come out, and they turn one turns, the other goes, "He don't look so good. I hope he's okay."
So are they, let's see. Do they have Asperger syndrome? Is that what it is?
Well, they're savants.
Okay.
They are mentally retarded
Okay.
or mentally handicapped. You can't say retarded anymore.
Well, that's
Unless you're talking
retarded.
about music that slows down, because that's retarded.
Oh, they're from New Jersey.
Well, there you have it. Are you related?
I don't know. Probably. I'll have to ask my parents.
There is a resemblance.
There is not. Fuck you.
So
Anyway,
what were we talking about?
we were talking about whether or not they were going to rename the show on New Year's Eve.
They're gonna call it the Corpse Isn't Even Cold New Year's Eve Countdown. The About Fucking Time Ryan Seacrest Countdown.
Well, I'm just wondering, like, because Dick Clark really hasn't been relevant in a while. Not like he was. So I'm just wondering, do they just dump Ryan Seacrest in there and just make him own the whole thing? Or do you think they pay tribute to.
Oh, there's gonna be a tribute.
Well, this first year,
And it
yeah.
would be great if they could morph it. So you go from like Dick Clark's first New Year's Eve to his last. That would be awesome.
Well, you know, I figure if they're making a Tupac hologram, they could probably make a Dick
But
Clark
it's not a
hologram, right?
hologram. People are confused. Oh, actually, well,
Uh-oh.
we'll have to talk about this off the air.
Uh-oh.
Because there's a picture of the girls that really resembles somebody we know
Oh.
who's oh, I don't know, kind of a duck
Okay.
who bumps into things. Can't hear real well.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
So, what do you mean it wasn't a hologram of Tupac?
It wasn't a hologram. It's the same thing like the dancers in the Haunted Mansion.
So, it was a dude dressed as Tupac, or was it actually Tupac?
No, it was a reflection of a video on a sheet of glass.
Okay, so.
So it was not a hologram.
Well,
Holograms don't exist.
not in the traditional sense, sci-fi, a holographic, Star Trek way, but I don't know. That's what they're calling it.
But it wasn't.
Okay, well, okay. Then they could do some kind of digital projection of Dick Clark. 'Cause he only sat behind the desk over the last couple of years.
Well, that's because, never mind. It's kind of like when you see Kermit on a talk show. You don't see the person with the hand up his ass.
You think that's
Think
what it
about
was? He
it.
was just being operated?
I totally think that's what it was.
Happy New Year! And then they like put him back in a box for the rest of the year?
I think they hang him on a hook. Like Pinocchio.
Just a large
But it's like
marionette.
the last few years when he goes to kiss his wife with those lips that don't work. It's like, yeah. Come here, baby. I'm gonna flip you one.
Ew.
Think about it.
Ew.
A New Year's Eve without Dick Clark.
The Mayans were right. It's the end of the
See, I
world.
think of it, you know what'd be awesome?
What?
If they did a digital Dick Clark and he performed with all the crappy bands that they have on the special. That would
Here's
be great.
LMAFO with Dick
With Dick
Clark.
Clark. And Dick Clark's the one who says, I'm sexy and I know it. That would so rock.
That
Oh my
would
God,
actually
that'd
be
be
kind of cool.
great. Dick Clark doing a duet with Christina Aguilera.
There you go.
Be cool.
Yeah. You should write to the producers and say this is what you need to do. You've got
I will.
friends in New York, don't you?
I do.
Let's
I have
see.
friends everywhere.
See, there you go.
So, is that an ABC product?
I believe so.
Oh, I probably have them on my email. I'll have to go check. Hey, I had a great idea.
Yeah, see?
Why did you get fired? Well, after I said Dick Clark was a Muppet.
Nobody knows your last name. It's all right.
That's right. It's Hayner.
Yeah, there you go. We're actually brothers.
We are.
That's what everybody's used to think, anyway. Ah, oh, the good old days, John.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I thought you left.
No.
Hello?
Yes, you
Hi.
insulted me, so I left.
Okay.
Me and everybody else. You're just insulting.
Whatever.
Don't fart, you can get in trouble for that.
So anyway, this is a really screwed up kind of list because I don't even own a lot of these songs.
Okay, what are we talking about now? Because you just switched
16
gears.
songs over 50 must own. Like Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
You're not 50, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, why are you reading the
I'm
list
working
then?
towards it. These songs suck. No wonder people over 50 so depressed.
Like what? What are some of the songs?
Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio.
No.
I swear to God, it's number six.
Seriously, Gangster's
Yes.
Paradise?
Yes. If you
Okay.
never got into rap, listen to these words. Some taken from an arrangement of Stevie Wonder's Pastime Paradise. All speaking of the desperate sadness of lifelong badness. Landslide by Stevie Nicks.
Okay.
Hotel California.
Yeah, okay.
These are all depressing songs.
Yeah.
Oh, AC/DC, you shook me all night long.
For 50 and older, really? Well, yeah, I mean, I guess if you were a teenager back in the early 80s, I guess you would be around 50, wouldn't you?
He Stopped Loving Her Today by George Jones. Stop, Hey, What's That Sound? Everybody, look what's going down. Crazy by Patsy Cline.
Okay.
Oh, Jailhouse Rock by Elvis.
Okay, speaking of songs that older people shouldn't be listening to, have you seen the TV commercial for the, I think it's a car commercial where the family's singing Crazy Train?
And they're doing Crazy Train.
Yeah, do you think when
Da-na-na-na-na.
do you think when Ozzy wrote those lyrics, you think he'd ever thought that they'd be used in a TV commercial?
Yes.
That was the ultimate goal.
I think that was his plan.
They just don't get it.
Well, I think it's I don't know, the bastardization of our youth.
The raping of our childhoods.
The raping of our childhoods, but you reserve that for George Lucas.
That's right.
See, I don't know, but when you see Ozzy on TV doing a commercial saying he wants to get a free
Yeah,
colonoscopy,
I know.
like Ozzy, what's your dream? I want to go to New York and get a colonoscopy.
Do you think though that that was Sharon's doing though? Do you think like they had to pull him into the room and be like, "Look, you're gonna say this, or
Oh, he's
else."
probably so out of it he doesn't know.
He's a lot more coherent than he was on the Osbournes.
How often do you see him now?
Yeah, but think of
I remember
when.
the Osbournes when he was daddy self-medicating.
Yeah, and like how he couldn't complete sentences and stuff, and he does the colonoscopy line pretty well. So I think it's all an act.
You think he's really like totally lucid?
Yes, I do.
He's like Gene Simmons. He's got this empire behind him.
Nobody's like Gene Simmons.
Thank God.
So what other songs? Come on. Finish the list.
That was kind of it.
No, you made us sit
Kind
through
of
them. Come on.
no, it sucks. How about 5 minutes about Old Glory?
Okay.
No?
This show has just gone totally off the rails. Okay, go ahead.
We can discuss Mitt Romney.
No, keep going.
Okay. Did you know that Betsy Ross did not make the first American flag, contrary to popular belief? It's just a story they made up.
Oh, okay.
She had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Discuss.
Well, isn't most of history revisionist history anyway?
Well, it depends on who's in charge.
Yeah, I mean, it's always the winners that write the history books, so.
Oh, see, there you go.
I'm just saying. Okay, what else about Old Glory? Come on.
Did you know that the U.S. flag code frowns on the use of the flag for advertising purposes?
Yeah, you're not supposed to wear it as a shirt either. But people do that, especially in the
Well, it's merely a set of guidelines.
South.
Because I'm not giving up my red, white, and blue thong. I'm sorry.
And stop posting pictures of it, will you? Because it's getting weird.
Getting weird.
So, okay, so if the flag code is a guideline, then technically you can burn the flag.
Yes, technically you can.
Okay. But people like jump all over you if you do.
But it's a form of speech protected by the First Amendment.
Okay.
So,
I mean, is that how they cop to, making it into a shirt and like koozies on the 4th of July for your beer
yes.
and shit like that?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
It's protected under that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to get it straight. So on the 4th of July, I can burn a flag while people are wearing it as a shirt. Okay.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Yep.
What's another myth, John? Come on, you said you had a list.
I did, but it bored me.
Ah, you can't bring it up and then not finish it.
Sure I can.
No.
I just did.
We're not going to have any listeners after this.
Oh, do you know with my AARP membership, I can get 10% off at Bubba Gump? Oh, but I get 20% off the entire check at Denny's. So, guess where we're going when you come down to visit?
That's why there's so many old people at Denny's. Wow.
Yep.
Do you guys have a Bubba Gump in Orlando?
This one at Universal.
Is there?
Yep.
I was going to say there's one here too. If
Is
you ever
there
want to come
really?
up. I think so,
Well,
yeah.
that's where he's from, isn't it?
No, he's from Alabama.
Whatever. It's still the South.
It's not South Carolina, though.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's about it.
Wow. We really suck this week.
It's all your fault.
Why is it my fault?
Because I wanted Jesus to be a superhero and you just wouldn't support me, so here you go. I tried.
Okay, how
I
about
brought it
this?
to the table, however.
Okay. He can be on the team if we agree that the
You know
team
what?
is
It's too
then.
late.
No.
It's too
Hear me
late.
out. Hear me out.
It's too late.
Too bad. Listen, hear me out. I'll let him on the Avengers if you agree then that every single one of the Avengers is a made-up character.
Well, yeah.
That includes Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then he's on the team.
Okay.
So it's hookers and fish for everybody. No?
Yes.
Didn't he hang out with a hooker?
Mary Magdalene.
Okay. See? There you go.
But he changed her.
Sure. Sure he did. Okay.
Whatever. Whatever.
Wow. Okay. I guess we're going to end it there since we have nothing else to talk about. You have anything else to talk about, John? You have anything that you want to put out there? No?
The day before my birthday was George Takei's birthday.
Yeah.
He's 75.
You're older than George Takei? Wow.
Yes.
Weird.
Isn't it wacky?
You could have been on Star Trek.
Or in the immortal words of George Takei. Oh my.
Oh my. Oh my. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, email us at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com.
But why would you?
Why would you? Follow us on Twitter at DanceMonkeyPod. Go rate us on iTunes. Tell your friends, tell your family. Not to listen to the last two shows, but anything before that.
No, the last one was really good.
says you.
Hey, if you ever dreamed about having your own magical Negro.
Oh, God. I looked and I was going to buy you a magical Negro shirt, but.
Couldn't find one?
Well, there are, but it's not the right context. It's apparently, if you're a group of white people and have a single black friend, you buy the black friend the shirt and it says, just because you know me, you're not cooler. I'm not magical. And
Oh.
there's a picture of a black fairy. Anyway.
RuPaul?
Yes. You've seen the shirt. So, anyway, tell your friends, tell your family, listen on Stitcher, iTunes, any of those podcasting websites. We're listed on all of them. You can take us with you wherever you go, in your car, on your boat, in an airplane. Wherever
Hiking in
you,
the woods,
that's
walking
right.
on the water,
Wherever you
raising
are,
the dead.
you can have John and me with you.
Yes.
So,
I'll bring the fish if you bring the loaves.
there you go. So, until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Amen.